This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to extend new legal protections for abortion and gender-affirming care. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Under one of the proposals, Colorado would not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving providers or recipients of abortion or gender-affirming care. It also seeks to protect Colorado medical providers. Democratic Representative Meg Froelich is a main sponsor.
Between offering bounties and trying for subpoenas and punishing doctors and punishing people for seeking information about doctors and of course, all of that resulting in folks coming to Colorado.
Other bills in the package would seek to increase insurance coverage for abortions and set guardrails for how crisis pregnancy centers market to their clients. These centers try to convince people not to get abortions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Congress, members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee heard testimony on America's withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Colorado's Jason Crow says there were missteps and challenges, but the problems were years in the making.
Because it is the U.S. Congress that has the authority and the obligation to decide matters of war and peace and to force conversations about these issues, about refugee programs, about authorizations for use of military force.
Crow spoke at the first of several hearings planned by Republicans on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The only zoo in Puerto Rico is closing, and many of its animals will come to Colorado. The Wild Animal Sanctuary will take in about 150 animals from Puerto Rico at its locations in Keensburg, Colorado, and in Texas. The Denver Art Museum is removing the Bunker family name from its Arts of Asia gallery. Reporting by the Denver Post exposed evidence that Emma Bunker spent years helping an art dealer traffic stolen pieces from Southeast Asia. Bunker was a museum board member and donated around 200 items. The museum says it's looking into the history of those objects. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.